Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Yes, thanks so much for having me, Chris.
So it's exciting now that OSF is providing radiation oncology services for this area. What are the advantages for the patients here?
Our main advantage is that patients really need convenient access to important treatments close to home. By adding radiation oncology to our best-in-class medical and surgical oncology services in Galesburg, patients being treated for cancer can avoid lengthy and expensive out-of-town travel for treatments.
So, and that's really what's happening right now. If you're facing cancer, it's, you know, right now they do have to drive out of town, or they have the choice to drive out of town.
Correct.
Well, let's talk about the type of radiation oncology treatment that will be provided here at OSF.
So OSF is investing in a mobile linear accelerator to provide radiation therapy. The linear accelerator uses external beam radiation, which is high energy X-rays, that is kind of laser focused on the patient's tumor. The treatment's less invasive and destroys kind of the cancer cells specifically while protecting the surrounding normal tissue.
Okay. Where is this going to be located? This mobile linear accelerator?
Sure. So they're going to mount it on a semi. It's going to be a mobile unit. So it'll be mounted on a semi that is going to be parked adjacent to the medical office building on campus at OSF St. Mary. So it's the building that's kind of across the parking lot from the main entrance of the hospital.
Is that where the occupational health was located?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct.
And what kind of construction work is going to take place?
All right. So construction will begin soon on a concrete structure around the trailer. While the mobile unit itself, the unit's designed to absorb most of the radiation, the concrete structure will serve as like an additional shield. A fence will have to be erected around the concrete structure to secure the area.
So it seems like there has to be a lot of safety precautions for this.
Oh, absolutely.
What other safety precautions are being taken?
Well, legally required signs will be posted indicating, you know, the radiation areas inside the barriers. And the Illinois Emergency Management Association, otherwise known as IEMA, is reviewing design plans to ensure that they meet safety standards. IEMA is responsible for inspecting radiation-producing equipment and facilities statewide. And that's for all pieces of equipment that emit radiation. We have to do the same thing just internally in our building here within radiology. When the accelerator first begins producing radiation, experts will take measurements to ensure that radiation levels are safe, kind of in the surrounding areas. This includes inside that medical office building that trailer will be parked next to. Operators of the accelerator will also have cameras on the areas around the mobile unit to ensure that the equipment is not operated if someone is inside that secure area.
For our area to have this, oh my gosh, it really does mean that OSF is able to provide so much more than they ever were able to do.
Oh yeah.
So what providers will be offering the radiation oncology services?
Radiation oncology services will be staffed by both Galesburg and Peoria Mission partners and physicians. The new program will tie seamlessly to the OSF Healthcare Cancer Institute that's under construction in Peoria and include advanced technology and experts in dosimetry and physics. Our providers will host tumor conferences and chart rounds and employ best practice approaches to radiation therapies. Our cancer navigators, we currently utilize those. They will continue to guide patients throughout their entire, you know, cancer journey from being diagnosed all the way through those treatments and even post-treatments.
Jennifer Eldridge is the radiology supervisor at OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. And we're talking about the new radiation oncology services, and it is sounds like it's a really big deal. When is this going to start happening, Jennifer? Do we know when this is going to take place?
Sure. The expected date to be available here on campus at St. Mary's is as soon as November.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Now, you had mentioned that you have been here at OSF for quite a while. Are you from around this area?
Kind of an Air Force brat, so to speak. I moved to this area when I was about 10. And have been in this field for almost 30 years and have spent my entire career here at St. Mary's.
Tell me a little bit about what you do, I guess.
Right. I started as a staff technologist, which I went through the Carl Sandburg Radiology Technology Program. That was back in, oh my gosh, the 90s. And it's a 2-year degree that you obtain. It's kind of like a vocational school, so to speak. You have your classes and stuff that you go to, but then you also have your clinical training that you do. And you basically learn to take x-rays, all different kinds of body parts. You have to learn the anatomy, the positioning. You have to learn the physics behind how the equipment produces x-rays, radiation safety, those kinds of things that are all involved in that degree. But you can leave with the knowledge and the kind of experience to start as a staff technologist. And radiology is such a huge piece of patient care. Like, we touch so many people. We see inpatients, we see ER patients, we take care of patients in surgery. We provide services all over the place.
My son, his partner, she just finished her radiation certification or radiology certification last year, and it is, I'll just say, what you do is in such demand right now, right? I mean, if you get into this field, you are going to have no problem finding a job.
No, and then the other piece of it too is there's so much room for growth. I mean, you can take that base knowledge and go to MRI, you can go to CT, you can go to ultrasound, you can go to nuclear medicine. You can learn to be that radiation therapist that is actually delivering these radiation treatments to these patients. There's dosimetry that you can do, which kind of helps determine what kind of levels of radiation are needed to, focus this treatment towards the cancer.
Yeah. How big is your team of mission partners that you work with?
Sure, we have probably, oh my gosh, if I had to guess, I bet we have about 42 mission partners in our department. Some of them are kind of office assistants and stuff, but if I had to take a random guess, I bet you we've probably got at least 38 or so that work here.
How many people do you see? A day, a week? Do you have an idea of how many, since OSF has taken on so much here in this area, I'm sure that number has just increased.
Oh yes. I mean, like CT, for example, is such a booming
When you say CT, that's CAT
CAT
scans,
scan.
right?
Yep, CAT
Okay,
scan.
yeah,
Yep. I'm old enough that I
sure.
still call it that too. So, for instance, last week, so 7/17 through 7/23, we did about 1,400 procedures in X-ray. And that's all modalities, Chris.
Yeah, sure. Across the board. X-rays and CT scans,
CT
MRI, that's
scans,
everything.
mammos,
Yeah.
MRIs. Yeah.
That
Yep.
seems like it's a lot. A huge number here. And you're pulling, again, Galesburg being the hub here, you're pulling people from all over the area
Correct.
that are coming to Galesburg
Correct.
for their. Yeah, absolutely.
We've seen growth, really. Holy Family has seen growth. So they're kind of our closest sister hospital, and we really work kind of hand in hand, I think, with them and our patients that are local. If we're struggling with patients being able to get an appointment, then they've got an option that they can, still have that care close. And then vice versa, when they can't get something in, we kind of work together so that we can take care of our patients.
What's your favorite part about what you do? Do you still do the scans? Do you still do
I
the
still get my
hands-on stuff?
hands in from time to time. My role changed about a year ago, but until then, I was the lead of the CT department, and I still enjoy that. It's so technology driven, and you get both sides of that. You get the technology side, and then you get your patients and your patient care that, you're really impacting their lives. and making a difference and, you know, providing great care for them is so important. They're scared. They don't know what's going on. And you're kind of, you're there to provide that ease. And when you put your expertise and you're good at what you do, it really makes a difference and puts them at ease.
Jennifer Eldridge is the supervisor of radiology at OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. And I'm glad you brought up that part of it, Jennifer, because you're right. People are scared. They're coming in for these tests, and they've just been told that there may be something. And that's a scary, scary thing. And there may be, I'm sure you get asked this all the time, what do you see? Can you tell me what it is?
Right.
What's it look like? I'm sure in your schooling and when you're training, they help you to deal with that, because you can't.
No.
Tell them, even though your experience shows you that you see something or don't see something, right?
And our experience is really from a different standpoint. I mean, you know, we are not trained to diagnose and read. And, you know, we may look at something and think, oh, that looks off, when in reality it's not. Or vice versa, where, you know, we don't see sometimes the small things. We're looking at that overall big picture of have I taken a good image for the radiologist to be able to make that diagnosis. So yes, we have eyes on them, but we're really not evaluating those images the way that a radiologist is reviewing them.
If I understand what you're saying, your goal is to get the best absolute image of whatever you're supposed to be looking at.
Yep.
For the person that's trained to diagnose it.
Correct.
The better image you can give them, the better they're able to diagnose correctly.
Correct.
Yeah. So what do you tell people when they ask you, tell me straight, give me it straight. Come on, I'm scared. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What do you do? I mean, how do you handle that?
Well, I'm usually quite transparent with them. I always tell them that it's not in our scope of practice to do that. One, we can't. But number two, you know, do you really, it goes back to the whole thing of, do you really want somebody who's gone to school for a couple years to know how to do your x-ray to give you an answer about something that could not even be accurate?
How about, do you do the Doppler and sonograms and all those kind of things too?
I do not.
You don't do those? Okay.
I do not.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's a very
high
demand.
That's not part of your department though either.
It is. No. So ultrasound is part of the department. I kind of share the department, so to speak, with my director. We kind of are each responsible for different areas. Ultimately, the director's responsible for the, you know, entire department, but I'm here to assist her and I kind of supervise CT, I supervise x-ray and the mammography techs. And my director kind of has oversee of ultrasound, nuke med, MRI. So we kind of share the wealth.
Of everything that you do and your mission partners on your team that you do, what's the hardest part of what you do, the toughest part?
I think trying to just manage and make everybody happy. You know, we really strive.
Well, it's hard to do, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. And I'm not confident you'll ever be able to accomplish that 100%, but it's always my goal. And, you know, you try to be supportive and remove barriers where they are and be that sounding board for, you know, frustrations, stuff like that. So it's a challenge some days, but I think we've got a great team here. I mean, we've got an incredible amount of longevity in our team, and it's a family. We're a high functioning department that really, really has a lot of pride.
Mm-hmm. And this is still a field that you would recommend people to take a look at who are looking for either to get into a career in healthcare or to maybe they're looking to change up, you know, their career. And this is a growing field.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, I mean, you know, COVID kind of started the process, but we've got, you know, we got staff that, you know, we're starting to get some experience under our belt and age on ourselves that, you know, there's going to be people retire and Currently we have a couple positions in the department that we're just struggling getting filled, and one of them is an ultrasound, post. I don't know what you want to call it. An ultrasound job that's open. We have a nuclear medicine job that's open, and they're difficult to fill because the technology is, that we're not putting out as many students as we used to. So
Jennifer Eldridge is the radiology supervisor at OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. We invited her to talk about the radiation oncology services that are coming to OSF St. Mary Medical Center. And again, help me what it's called. It's called the, I just lost it here, the
linear
Mobile
accelerator.
Linear Accelerator. It sounds very science fiction-y. But it's a big deal for OSF, and especially for people who are being diagnosed with cancer, and they need those treatments. And instead of driving out of the area, they can have many things done right here. The question is, well, where it's going to be located there out on the campus? Will any existing offices there at OSF be relocated?
Obviously, to provide room for like the radiation oncology providers and the medical staff that help take care of those patients, they will need space to work out of. So
Yes.
occupational health that is currently located on campus, they will be moving their services to the OSF St. Mary South campus, which is
Oh,
by
yeah.
OSF Prompt Care.
Right.
And
The
as more
former
detail,
other hospital. Yeah. I'm
correct.
sorry, it was the
Correct.
other hospital, the former hospital there downtown,
Correct.
yeah. Okay.
Correct. Name change.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you said this is going to be expected to be available for cancer patients in November. But you also mentioned the OSF Healthcare Cancer Institute. I'd love for you to talk about that
Yes,
if you can.
that's big news. So OSF Healthcare Cancer Institute will be 180,000 square foot building on the campus of OSF St. Francis. It will be a regional distribution center offering a full range of cancer-related services. The OSF Healthcare Cancer Institute in Peoria will bring world-class medical and research capabilities to downstate Illinois. The institute opens new possibilities to improve and transform the lives of our cancer patients.
And when is that expected to open?
Early 2024, so not that far off.
Well, that's so many exciting things happening. And that's just showing that, again, I think it's just another instance showing how OSF is taking the lead for healthcare here in this area and really in all of their markets. So that's really wonderful to hear. And since we're talking about cancer and the Cancer Institute, of course, I want to take some time to talk about screenings for cancer. Very important. Jennifer, could you talk a little bit about that?
They're really the key. OSF Healthcare takes a comprehensive approach to cancer, of course. So our services really begin with education, prevention, and screenings. Preventative screenings are performed to detect potential health problems before they become more serious or symptomatic. Oftentimes things are going on and you really don't know that they're going on until problems arise and you notice those symptoms. So if you can get a screening done to identify those conditions at an early stage, allowing for timely intervention and treatment, it really does improve those outcomes.
At what age should you start having screenings?
I think it depends on kind of like what areas you're looking at. Obviously, there's different kind of guidelines that are established for different types of cancers. And I think that correct.
If you have a family history, right? I
Correct.
mean, that's certainly part of it.
So, obviously family history just means you're more susceptible, especially if you have two relatives maybe on the same side of the family. Oftentimes gender can play a role in it as well. Some of them are hereditary. Some of the examples of hereditary and gender-related cancers are breast cancer, colon and rectal cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic, prostate, and uterine. Doesn't always mean, it doesn't always mean that just because you have family members, but it just means that you're more susceptible.
Yeah, absolutely. I turned 53 a week or so ago, but I had, you know, it's kind of that benchmark. I had the colonoscopy this year, so which it wasn't as bad as what, you know, people had. I guess I had it in my head thinking that it was going to be. Wasn't that bad. So, and now I'm good for the next 10 years.
Exactly.
Is what they said.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did it, got it done, and now I'm good for 10 years, which will probably fly by.
Yeah, the big thing sometimes is just the fear of the unknown, you know, if you've never had one before. And sometimes, you know, if it's your first, you're not going to know. And then people like to tell you horror stories about things. And then you go in and you get it done. And I think, you know, we hear a lot, okay, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Those cancer screenings are important for the early detection. And that's why your provider encourages you to have those screenings.
Yes, you really should have those conversations with your providers. You know, early detection just means that there's more treatment options, improved chances for successful treatments with fewer side effects. For instance, when breast cancer is identified at stage 1 or 2, the chance of 5-year survival is greater than 90%. But if it's diagnosed at an advanced stage, like stage 4, the chance of a 5-year survival goes down significantly to about 30% to 40%.
And obviously it's not the thing you wake up in the morning and go, oh, hey, I get to go in and have my mammogram today. Yay. Hey, I can't wait to get in for my colonoscopy. I've been just looking forward to it. It's certainly not one of those things you're looking forward to, but man, with those kind of statistics, it seems like something that it's a no-brainer to just get it done, get it out of the way, and know that you're safe or find something early.
Yeah, we started probably in the last two years, I suppose, maybe 3, we started doing low-dose lung cancer screenings here at St. Mary's. And, you know, lung cancer is, the earlier you can find it, then definitely the better outcomes you get. And so we can do annual chest CTs that are at a low dose that can help identify those really small nodules that sometimes you don't see until you start having those symptoms. And sometimes by then it's almost too late. So it's nice to have that capability right here. And then can do something about it.
Well, like they said, you were alluding to earlier, early stage detection gives you more control, right?
Yep. It also allows for, you know, to make nutritional and lifestyle changes that it gives you that opportunity to adjust those changes early. It allows you to make nutritional and lifestyle changes. Having this opportunity to adjust early makes these changes more effective. So make sure to keep up on your preventative screenings.
Jennifer Eldridge is the radiology supervisor at OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. And she's here to talk to us about radiation oncology services and the exciting things that are happening here for patients in this area. And again, if this is going to be open by November, you're going to see a little bit of action out there on the campus, right?
There is going to be some action out here for sure.
Before we wrap things up, we're just about ready out of time here. And with the numbers increasing here in this area, and sometimes people, well, they get frustrated because they have to wait. What advice would you give to patients who are maybe they're a little impatient?
I guess I would like everybody to know that, you know, we really are trying to address our accessibility issues that, you know, we've been working on. Medicine's changed so much over the years. And, you know, we recognize that, you know, we kind of have to meet needs for everybody. You know, not everybody can take time off Monday through Friday. And so within imaging, we've really tried to kind of up that accessibility quite a bit. We've been working on it, I would say, probably the last 6 months, maybe. We've added staffing so that we can expand hours. And sometimes it's equipment limitations. You know, some equipment only, you know, like an MRI for say, you know, our equipment that we have, it takes 45 minutes sometimes to acquire a study. And so you can only do so many in a certain time frame. So It's hard, and I think we all are understanding about how valuable everybody's time is, and
OSF is taking the steps that's needed to accommodate the increased demand here in this area. But it takes time to do that, right, Jennifer?
Because it take, when you talk through a process, there's so many pieces and moving parts. And then you have to sometimes find the staff, or you have to train new staff. When you bring somebody on board, we don't just teach them how to do our job. We teach them our mission and our culture here, and it's palpable. You can feel the mission here, and that all has to, that's part of it.
Good. Well, Jennifer, we appreciate what you and your team, your mission partners, are doing to help folks, and I look forward to all these things coming soon to help people, battling cancer here in this area. And again, thank you for joining us here on Galesburg Live, and hope to talk to you again real soon.
Sure thing. I appreciate the opportunity.